And my grandmother, she said she was sold as a slave.
Your own grandmother?
Yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm. She was sold as a slave up at Wrightsville, I think she said it was. And when they brought her, well, she said they brought her, she don't know where that she came from, but anyway, she came into Virginia. And she was brought from Virginia to Wrightsville. Yes. And the people that bought her, I think she said it was Cooks. General, well, he had a grandson, a son or something to work in Atlanta, but mm-hmm. he was from that particular family. Mm-hmm. And she said when they brought her into Virginia, she said it was herself, four other sisters, and two brothers. But she never did meet them anymore. She said when they were sold, whoever bought you, you had to go in that name.
Oh, you changed your name?
Whenever the slave buyers would buy you, just like if my old original name was Smith. Mm-hmm. Well, if a slave by the name of King bought me, I had to go in Mary King
Ashton.
Instead of Mary
name.
Smith.
Ashton.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
And
so she didn't know them
again. No, ma'am. And she said she was fortunate enough by being smart. And when her old master carried her to the plantation where she was to stay, his wife fell in love with her and kept her in the house for her little girl.
Mm-hmm.
And she stayed there. And she said she was 12 years old and she grew up from there as a maid mm-hmm. in the house, and that's where she married from.
Mm-hmm. And did she marry somebody there on the same plantation?
Well, mm-hmm. I think they had, by the time she got married, the freedom
There's
had
freedom.
Come.
That's right.
Ma'am.
That's right. But then she stayed in the same area?
Yes, ma'am, and died in this county.
Okay, now that was your mother's mother?
Yes, ma'am.
Uh-huh. And what about your father's family?
And he never did talk very much of his family.
Mm-hmm. But you think they were around here, Rob,
yes, ma'am.
As far as you know?
Okay. Yes, ma'am. Because, well, actually, over on the east side of the county, it's some vicinities out there is known as Whitsett Place. And, well, it's one out from Smithwood is known as Whitsett Place. Now, which one of those? Because my father died when I was quite small.
I see.
Yes, sir.
I see. Well, that's really interesting. And now, what were your occupations of your parents then? Was he a farmer? Or?
He was. My father was. Well, he was a farmer and a merchant.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and that's how you got into that, all the marketing.
I guess so. It just went down the line, I guess.
Sure.
And my mother, the house where I was reared, I don't know about being born there, but anyway, she says she built that house and she was making 30 cents a day. But when she moved into this house, she didn't owe the carpenter or the lumberman anything. That goes on to show you, a person can do if they got the ability of wanting to do.
If they wanted to.
That's right.
A lot of people don't know that anymore.
That's the truth. And she built this home and paid for it and was making 30 cents a day, plying in the field, plying a mule every day.
That's pretty remarkable. Okay. And now, you say that one grandmother then was brought here from Virginia. You don't know
about.
Well,
she said when the boat landed, I guess it was must have been somewhere by Newport News or somewhere. But anyway, wherever they brought her from, she landed in Virginia.
Uh-huh.
But she was brought from Virginia to Wrightsville.
Mm-hmm.